In today's first reading from the book of Exodus, there's something that has to be addressed, something that I think haunts us all if we're honest. What is Scripture talking about when they talk about God's wrath? Do we believe in a God that is wrathful? A God whose anger flares up when we do things wrong? Do we believe in a God whose anger, right, whose wrath, whose justice, whose punishment is like ours, can change? I simply want to highlight today, the church is abundantly clear, right? Our faith is abundantly clear. God does not change. God is a God who's all-powerful, all-loving, all-merciful, all-just. What we decide to do does not change him. Right? He's not going about watching our actions and saying, oh, now I'm glad with what you've done. Oh, now I'm really angry at what you've done. That's not God. So how do we understand this wrath that Scripture talks about? To understand wrath properly, we would say something like this. When God, right, seeks to save, to forgive his children, right, as he's seeking to save these Israelite people, right, from their sins, from their slavery in Egypt, we understand his wrath as those things he allows to happen to us because we refuse to turn to him. He allows us to experience the effects of our own sins because we refuse to go to him for new life. We experience this all the time, right? Whether it's eating too much, drinking too much, not getting enough sleep, what do you experience the next day? God's wrath, right? It harms us, and he allows it to do that so that we might turn back to him. It doesn't change him, right? It's meant to change us. And so in the gospel today, this is the good news, right? This is what Jesus is telling us. It's not about our works. It's not about where we fail or where we do good things. It's not even about the scriptures as good as they are, right? It's not about all the stuff the church teaches. The main foundational point is that Jesus is the source of our life. No one else. Right? Only God can give life. Everything else flows from that, right? He gives us the scriptures. He gives us the church. He gives us the teachings so that we might have life more fully and so we might come to know him better. And so today, we simply thank him, right, for being our source of life, right? That he didn't come, again, he didn't come to be angry at us or to judge us or to condemn us. He came to give us new life, so that we might have life to the full.